With the Badgers in that second period, it was Brock Caulfield's seventh of the season, and Carson Bantle, a power play goal, his third goal of the season. That gives the Badgers the 2-0 lead after two periods of play. Our second intermission report coming your way next year from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee at the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hurry into Menards, your plumbing headquarters. Put the finishing touches on your kitchen or bathroom with our great selection of Moen faucets. Moen creates products designed to connect people with water in revolutionary ways for any room of your home. We have the faucet that fits your personality and unique taste for the hardest working rooms in your house. Right now, save big money on Moen faucets at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Get up.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Badgers got two goals in that second period, and they lead Lake Superior State by the score of 2-0. Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin inside the American Family Insurance broadcast booth here at Fiserv Forum. Badgers trying to advance to tomorrow night's championship game. Clarkson awaits. They were 6-3 winners earlier this evening here on Fiserv Forum ice. They rallied from down 3-0 against 2021 national champion UMass to advance to the title game tomorrow. Badgers 20 minutes away from punching their ticket for the second straight year to that championship game. And Ian still saw some turnovers in that second period. It wasn't perfect by far, as I can tell by the groan in your voice. But they were able to put some pressure on and were able to find the back of the net on a couple of nice goals, starting with both Bantle on the power play and Brock Caulfield with the wrist shot through traffic. Get bodies to the net, get shots on net, right?
Yeah, as long as the defensemen were playing well at the offensive blue line, I think the Badgers, once they got control of the puck in the offensive zone, were just that much quicker and that much more skilled than Lake State was. That's giving them good opportunities. The only time that the Badgers didn't have scoring opportunities after a shot on net or before the game, before everything went on, was the fact that they would get tied up by those big defensemen. And I think the only person who could match them would maybe be Bantle. Mersch had a good go-round with one guy for a loose puck. But other than that, if you get tied up, you're going to lose that battle. That's all there was to it.
Badgers put 26 shots on net so far through 40 minutes of action. Lake Superior State with 17. Lake Superior State 0 for 3 on the power play, while the Badgers 1 for 3. Bantle getting that power play tally in the second period, right on the far post, taking the feed. And the first tap didn't work, but the second poke did, and that gave the Badgers a goal on the route to the 2-0 lead. Badgers have won in the faceoff dot as well, 24-16 advantage so far. Each team with 8 block shots. Jared Moe with 18 saves for the Badgers, and Ethan Langenegger with 24 saves for Lake Superior State. 2-0 our score. Our second intermission report continues here from the Kohl Center. In 2 minutes is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
You want to... Back inside the American Family Insurance broadcast booth here at the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off, the second annual event at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, and the Badgers leading it 2-0 over Lake Superior State. Hey, congratulations to the Badger football team winning the Guaranteed Rate Bowl game late last night in Phoenix, Arizona. The Badgers winning it 24-17 over Oklahoma State to finish the season with a winning record. Congratulations to interim head coach Jim Leonard and Badger legend, of course, and new Badgers head coach Luke Fickell, along with Braylon Allen, who had a big day rushing, Chase Wolf, who had a big day as the quarterback for the Badgers, and it was a good effort all around. Their 8th bowl win in their last 9 bowl games, so congratulations to the Badger football team winners of the Guaranteed Rate Bowl last night in Arizona. They were playing on a baseball field. A little slippage, it looked at times like they were playing on ice down there in Phoenix, Arizona. Badgers 20 minutes away from trying to punch their ticket to the championship game here for the second straight year, Ian. And one thing we know we'll have to keep an eye on, obviously, is Kuhlemans,
exactly,
who went to the locker room and see what his situation is. But the keys here for the Badgers to try to bring this one home, in your opinion?
I'm hoping it's just something like a bruised ego.
Or a skate blade that needs fixing or equipment repair, and they just said, hey, there's only a minute left. You might as well head to the locker room.
The part that scared me about it is that he had his helmet off.
Okay.
He was carrying his helmet, and I don't, you know, I didn't see Nate LaPointe make any mad dash for an equipment repair, but the fact of the matter, there was only a minute and 18 seconds left in the period. That may have been the difference.
So we'll keep
not 100% sure, but...
Yeah, Kuhlemans, who was the most outstanding defenseman last year in this tournament that the Badgers ended up winning in a shootout over Providence. So Badgers certainly at all times would like Corson Kuhlemans on the ice, one of their top offensive defensemen for sure, the Columbus Blue Jackets' first-round draft choice. Badgers leading it 2-0 here over Lake Superior State. We'll have the third period when we return here to downtown Milwaukee. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 33. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, highs level off around 39. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 26. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Teams are returning to the fight. Fiserve Forum Ice here in Milwaukee as we get ready for the third period of this second semifinal, the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Winner will get Clarkson in tomorrow's championship game. Either way, the Badgers are playing the game tomorrow evening at 7:30. We'll have all the action for you here across the Badger Radio Network. Or come on out and join us here at Fiserve Forum. A good crowd on hand here this evening. Weather's good for this time of year anyway, and after the snow and the cold, the freezing cold that we've had here recently, come on out and enjoy some good holiday action. Good news for the Badgers here to start, as well as right down below us, I can see that number 4 jersey worn by Corson Kuhlemans, the Badgers defenseman. The sophomore is right back out there on the ice after the early departure to the locker room. at the tail end of the second period. Puck is dropped, and we are underway with period number three here. 20 minutes of regulation play to go. The Badgers leading it 2-0. Winner advances to the championship game tomorrow night. Lake Superior State controlling at center ice. We'll bring it in to the offensive zone. Brandon Porcelli checked off the puck. Goes below the goal line. Porcelli pokes at it. It'll squirt towards Bantu, who'll wrist it off the boards and get it out of the zone. Gorniak can't control. The Lakers do and send it right back in on Jared Moe. Gloves it out of the air and the long wrist shot by Jared Westcott. Badgers with a chance to break it out. Kuhlemans has to stop, though. Lost control of it. Fires it right up ahead to DeSaint Fowle and knocks it down out of the air. Steers it towards Gorniak, streaking up the middle, but he couldn't control the path. Lakers bring it back out to center ice. A turnover by Benjani, and Badgers get control of it as Gorniak walks it back into his own zone. Daniel Lotch with it. The defenseman swings it to the near side to Dexheimer. Dexheimer goes on to the stick of Cruz Lucius. Lucius through the neutral zone, in over the line. He'll saucer a pass over to Daniel Lotch. Lotch will play it below the goal line off the back wall. DeSaint Fowle tied up as he comes in with the puck. Through the skates of Lucius. Lucius reaching for it. It'll hop along the far boards. Lotch pinching in, keeps it in. Couldn't get it to Lucius, however, but DeSaint Fowle picks off the pass. Backhands it down low to Lucius. Lucius with a blind pass. Try to send a backhander out front, but never found a friendly stick. And the Lakers take over control, playing it back into the Badger end. Puck rolls on edge. Jared Moe steers it towards Lotch, who backhands it around the boards to the near side. Minute and a half gone by here in the third period. Badgers still on top, 2-0. Lucius dangles the puck through one pair of skates, that through Logan Genowine. Looked like he was in slow motion there as he was trying to do something with it. Malmquist will dump it in, and the Badgers get it in the offensive zone. Newton and Malmquist on the forecheck. Around the boards it goes to Mersch. Mersch pushed up against the wall. His pass is picked off. Malmquist trying to reach for it. Newton is tripped up at center ice, right on the blue line by Genowine, as a couple of bodies hit the deck. Badgers dump it right back in. Jugnauth deep on the forecheck. The defenseman below the goal line causes a turnover, plays the puck around the boards. Pinching in is Anthony Kerr. Kerr gets it below the goal line. Kerr looking to add to that goal total. He got his first of the season against Minnesota the last time out. Long shot from the point by Jugnauth is steered aside. Puck finds its way back to Jugnauth. Gets away from one Laker. Slides a nice backhand pass to Mersch. Mersch has a man up front. His backhand pass never reaches the intended target. I believe that was Newton, who was knocked down to the deck and now gets back up to his feet. Badgers dump it in and they go for a change.
I was going to be critical of Jugnauth for making that fancy little move, but boy, did it turn into an offensive play.
It did. It was one of those soft finesse passes in a tough area to pull one of those off, but it found the tape and its intended target. Badgers play it in here, but an icing call on the Badgers. So 17:08 to go in the third. Badgers on top, 2-0. Faceoff to the right of Jared Moe.
Now, I don't agree with that icing call because, yes, it was an icing call technically, but two Lake Superior State players let it go between them. One tried to catch it with his foot and didn't make any attempt to do anything else. And the other one let it go underneath his stick. And I'm like, why is that an icing? Oh, well.
Badgers win another faceoff. Kuhlemans lobs it end over end out to center ice. Erdahl with a head of steam. Jabs at it. Prods at it. Gets it deep below the goal line. Donovan spun around, can't control it. Finally gets to the puck again. Nice play to get it back to Vorlicki, who gets away from a check at the blue line. Vorlicki plays it off the boards to Erdahl. Long shot from the point, right on. Gloved out of the air by Ethan Langenegger, and he'll hang on to it.
Just look at Shea Donovan out there. Actually, he made three really good plays in a row. I shouldn't be critical of him. I know how unfortunate it is or how uncomfortable it is when you've been a defenseman all your life and all of a sudden you're forced into being a right winger. Sometimes it's for the best.
I have to check myself a couple of times when I'm about to say Shea Donovan. I'm like, wait a minute. He's not a forward. What am I talking about? No, he is tonight. Badgers a little shorthanded in the forward department. If you weren't with us earlier, you can start with one of their best players playing in the World Junior Championships. So you're down a forward there. Another one with Mono. A couple others have left the program to return to the junior ranks. So that's four forwards right there.
Yeah.
You need to replace some holes. Lakers get in the offensive zone. Puck loose in the blue paint. Finally, it'll squirt to the near corner. Kuhlemans tries to help it along. Gets it to Gorniak. Gorniak gets the feet moving out at center ice. Brings it in over the line. Got a man with him. Gorniak can't control the puck as he was going right through three Lakers sweaters. And it'll come back to the blue line, held by Lindmark. His shot is denied. Comes back to Owen, though, and he'll take it down below the goal line. Centering pass to Gorniak. Swats at it once, twice. Can't get the shot on net. Leggenegger is waiting for it to come to him. It never arrives. And finally, Bankston with it for Lake Superior State. Gets it out to center ice. Lakers bring it into the offensive zone. Boudon will dump it in. Around the boards it goes. It's played over Moe's head and up off the netting by Bankston. And that'll bring a whistle and a stoppage. Just about 4+ minutes gone by here in the third period.
Bankston made no bones about the fact that the faceoff will come outside the Badgers' blue line, excuse me, because he just launched it up into the netting.
Badgers, when they lead after two periods this season, 4-1 so far. So 4 of the 7 wins the Badgers have on the year, they've led after two periods of play, as they do now here in the third. D. St. Paul through center ice, weaves through traffic, in over the blue line, looking for some help, puts on the brakes along the near board, slides the puck down below the goal line, but the Lakers take over control and a chance to break it out here. They look to try to get on the board, being shut out here by Jared Moe and company so far. Dumped into the Badgers zone, Lakers have to touch up on a delayed offside call. This allows Dexheimer plenty of time to play it ahead to Caulfield. Caulfield gets around a hip check, still has control of the puck, lets a shot go that goes just wide of the net as he targeted the low far post. Badgers keeping it in the zone, up by 2. Finally chopped a couple of times. Virginia at center ice. Gets it to DeSaint Fall, picks off the pass. He'll hand it off to Mersch, and then Matthew will head over the boards for a change. Dominic swings it back behind his own net. Tried to get around the check of Genowine. Lost control of the puck, but Kerr has it for Wisconsin. Genowine right on top of him. Big number 8 who had the breakaway there in that second period. I don't know how much speed the 6'3", 205 Logan Genowine has, but he seems to have the puck on his stick from time to time.
He's got a pretty good set of mitts for a big man.
And he plays it cross ice now as the Lakers get in. Jared Moe with a nice pad save there as he kicks out the right toe and denies the bid for the far post on the shot from Brian Huggins. At center ice, it's Newton, the Milwaukee native, knocked down right up against the boards. He had an idea for a move. Jared Kacharek was having none of it and threw him up against the wall.
Yeah, just kind of here, you little...
Rascal.
Yes.
Let's go with Rascal.
Okay.
Vorlicki takes it behind his own net, trying to get away from a check. Vorlicki snaps a pass through center ice right off the stick of Malmquist. Gets it deep into the zone, and Liam can head off on a change. 2-0 Badgers, 13:50 to go in the third period. Vorlicki collects the loose puck in his own zone and turns it over badly, but a big save by Jared Moe. Puck pops back up in the air and comes to the near side. Bad turnover by Vorlicki to Hinman, who's got the puck again. Hinman with a wrist shot that's deflected wide of the net. Pinched in by Bankston, who keeps it in along the far boards. Lifted by Erdahl out to center ice. Racing after his Stang. Stang trying to get around his man. He does. Stang on the forehand. Slides it, but is denied by Langenbrenner.
He was looking all five hole on that one.
He was. He never got the opening that he needed between Ethan Leggenegger's pads, who made the save, and a whistle here in a stoppage as the puck went back into the Badger zone, and we're going to have a penalty on Wisconsin Stang.
Sam Stang, 2 minutes for hooking. I didn't see where he got hooked. I saw where he got hooked, but I didn't see maybe on the back check. I would be amazed that it was that obvious that...
Wisconsin Badgers penalty number 3.
Anyway, it's going to be 2 minutes for hooking, and it'll put Lake State back on the power play.
Right after Stang missed the break-in attempt, he slid the puck right into the right pad of Langenegger instead of getting it between the legs as he had intended. And the frustration that sometimes happens from a player when he doesn't score on an opportunity he feels he should have. He got the stick in the midsection of the Lakers player, bringing it out of the zone, and that brought the hooking call. And so now an important power play here for the Lakers and an important penalty kill for Wisconsin. In the Badgers zone, they poke it out to center ice. It'll go all the way back to the Lakers' end. Mersch, aggressive on the forecheck, follows his man behind the net. A little bump disrupts the flow for a moment, but Jake Willetts brings it out to center ice. Lakers get it in over the line. Kerr tied up with his man Willetts, takes him all the way to the boards, and it was Kerr who slid down to the ice, but the Badgers scoop it up, and Liam Malmquist will wrist it down to the other end, and the Badger penalty killers get a change.
I think we should turn Shea loose on the penalty kill. You know, he has really impressed me. I mean, I made fun because of the defenseman playing forward, but it was all in jest because he's played very, very well.
Benito Poso plays it right in on Mo, who blockers it aside, and now it's behind the net. Controlled by the Lakers as they set up this power play here, trailing the Badgers 2-0. Working around the perimeter, Mo tight to the post. Good job there as it popped up off his chest, flopped down in front of him, and he was able to cover it up quickly. Jared Mo has been solid tonight, making another save. He's stopped all 23 shots thrown his direction.
You know, we talked about Benito Poso. You said that comes from a hockey lineage, I think is the correct term when you were there.
Yes.
But for whatever reason, whether it's on the power play, just on a regular shift, he's always around the puck. He's just one of those people.
They say pucks find certain guys for different reasons. Usually good players are one of them. And the Flint, Michigan native was a junior. And his father, Victor, played professionally, as I mentioned earlier, for numerous leagues, and including the NHL's Blackhawks in the 85-86 season. Badgers get it out of the zone off the draw, and the Lakers now breaking it back on the attack. 35 seconds remaining in the hooking call to the Badger, Sam Stang. A one-timer from the near side is blocked up front. It hit Kuhlman's, and let's just say the derriere or the back section of the breezers. He was turning to get away from it, and it hit him in the keister, which has got a lot of pads, and if you're going to get hit somewhere, that's the best cushion. Lakers keep it in the zone. They work it around the perimeter. On the boards, it goes down low to Westcott. Westcott will play it back as it goes to Roy, who plays it to the point. Another shot blocked by the Badgers. Again, this one by Lindmark. Lakers keep it in the zone. A wrist shot snapped over top of Mo's. Looking around, can't find the puck. Lakers have control of it again as it came off the glass. Bankston with it, plays it to the far side as they work it down low to Westcott. Westcott throws it from a sharp angle through the blue paint. Stang is out of the box. He collects the loose puck. Badgers have numbers and a chance on a rush. Stang with Newton with him. Stang will take it on his forehand side around the net. Throws a centering pass that bounces off sticks. A shot that goes well wide of the net by Brock Caulfield. Didn't get much on it, and the Lakers clear the zone. Dexheimer will wrist it back in, but couldn't get it deep. Dumped into the Badger zone by Jared Westcott. The Penn State transfer gets it in and then heads off on a change. Daniel Lotch gets it out to center ice, lugging it to the line and then jabbing it deeper. It's played back into the Badger end. Stang will be the first one there for Wisconsin, trying to get away from a check. Nice move by Stang to do just that. And then stick handles away from another. Now he needs to move the puck. Two moves was good enough. Now get rid of it to a friendly stick. Instead, Lotch plays it, and it goes up out of play into the Badger bench.
You know, you mentioned that Benito Poza's dad was Victor.
Yes.
That's the same Vic Poza that played at Wisconsin for a year.
Aha! So some more ties between these two teams, and the programs.
Good felon, good family friend of the Mellonbees. Who else? Pat Flatley. Yeah, Vic was a very let's put it, colorful, animated character.
Okay.
There, let's put it. That's enough.
I always like to hold my breath and waiting for some of your descriptions of some of these former Badgers. That's for sure. Lakers played in the Badger zone, but not deep. Jugnauth picks it off, and he'll bring it through the neutral zone. Gains the center line and wrists it in around the boards. It goes. Bantle on the forecheck, can't control it. Followed up, though, and it comes back to Bantle. Finds his man, and that's Lindmark on the pass on the near post. And everybody was looking for where the shot went. One thing I know is it didn't go into the net, that's for sure. But it was a nice pass by Bantle, who was going one direction, threw it back from where he came, gave Lindmark a scoring chance, but he couldn't finish it. Now Bantle collects the pass in over the line, waiting for some late help. Couldn't get a pass to him. Lakers are able to get it out to center ice. Good work on the back check by the Badgers to disrupt the flow, and Kuhlman's takes over control of the puck. He'll take it behind his net. Now 9:40 to go in the third period. Badgers still on top, 2-0. Sent all the way in the Lakers zone, and Leggenegger will cover up as he had a man right on top of him in DeSaint Fall and take a faceoff to his left. Hey, Badger fans, UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. They're going to get a timeout. We will as well. Badgers on top, 2-0, 9:38 to go in the third. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
How do you use your energy?
Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Badger fans, play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. Face off in the offensive zone for the Badgers. They win it again. Bring it back to Kulemans. Walks it towards the middle. Kulemans with a wrist shot, and that's blocked up front. Never reaches the net. Lakers denied on their bid to clear the zone. Lucius plays it towards the middle. Left by Caulfield for Kulemans, who'll take it to the far side. Kulemans will wrist it down low to keep it in the offensive zone. Lucius plays it out front, hits a skate of a Laker, and then they're able to clear the zone and send it all the way down to the Badger end, where Kulemans will have to get to it first. Kulemans hit from behind up against the wall by the Johnny. DeSaint Falls' first clear attempt is denied, follows up, can't clear the zone. Lakers with it. Caulfield trying to reach for it. Finally gathers the loose puck. Takes it below the goal line. Brock looking for some help. He'll wrist it past Vorlicky. Around the boards and out of the zone. Lucius looking at his man. Thought he was going to line up Hindman and maybe lower a shoulder into him. Didn't. And Hindman dumped it into the offensive zone. Lobbed out high into the air into center ice. Lucius couldn't get to it in time. It's brought back into the zone, and a wrist shot by Jared Westcott is partially deflected, goes wide of the net. Vorlicky has it, plays it off the glass and smartly out of the zone. Clear the zone right now as much as possible, whenever possible. With 8:25 to go in the third period, Badgers on top, 2-0. Behind the net, the Badgers LeMaster. He'll play it to Gorniak, who lifts it end over end all the way into the offensive zone. Lindmark couldn't get to it in time. Westcott will dump it back for the Lakers. LeMaster, nice little move to get in front of the forechecker for the Lakers and get to the puck first. Get it up to Gorniak, who couldn't clear the zone. Centering pass is picked off by Kerr, hands it off to Lindmark, and Owen along the near side gives it to Gorniak on a short path. Gorniak cuts to the middle, Jack on his forehand, trying to get around a check, does so, still gets control of the puck. Right, his out. Centering pass through the slot, but nobody was home as Bantle had already vacated the space and allows the Lakers to get control of it. Jakob Bengtsson at center ice will play it into the Badger zone. No icing here as it goes in deep. Lotch, nice little move to shield the puck from the Lakers forechecker, and it allows Dominic Mersch to collect the pass. Mersch through the neutral zone, in over the line. Mersch gets away from a check. He looked like he was lined up there for a big hit coming from Kucharik, and Mersch still has all the body parts. Wrist shot from Dexheimer from the point goes well wide of the net. Lotch pinching in, keeps it in deep. It'll go below the goal line to Kucharik. Jared Kucharik hands it off to Brett Rollison. Rollison will play it cross ice as the Lakers get it out of the zone. Mersch delivers a check, but he was the one that went down. Badgers, however, create the turnover. Newton behind his own net with a backhand pass to Lotch. Lotch waiting, looking as the Badgers try to break it out. 7 minutes even to go in the third. Badgers on top, 2-0. Liam Malmquist through the neutral zone, in over the line. Everybody's gone for a change, so Liam, all by his lonesome, will backhand it down deep, and now he'll head over to the Badger, towards the Badger bench. He was thinking about it, going for the change. Can't fully commit to it as the Lakers now dump it into the Badger zone. Twice he gave the wave and the nod, and now Malmquist does indeed head for a change. Estang gets it in over the line, tries to get around, check, can't do so. It's pinned up along the near board, squirts loose to Kulemans, who just throws it towards the net. Always a good idea, but it just went wide. Lakers clear the zone. In fact, they send it into their own bench. So a faceoff with 6:28 to go in the third will be in the Lake Superior State zone.
Well, you talked about earlier in the broadcast how the common saying is that two goal leads the worst goal lead in hockey. But I'd rather be up two than down two.
True. Very good point. I think it's just that feeling of security sometimes you have as a player, as a team, or as a coach. Hey, we're up a couple of goals. But a team just gets one goal. They think they're right back in it. One little bounce here or there, and the next thing you know, it's a tie game.
Exactly.
So you can get that false sense of security, if nothing else. Lakers able to get it out to center ice, and now in over the Badger line. Jugnauth, however, will be the first one to it. He'll play it around the boards to the far side. Collected by DeSaint Falls. Nice pass right onto the tape of Lucius. Lucius in over the line, waiting for some help. Cruz not sure if he was going to drop it between the legs or what he was going to do, but it didn't work, and it was a turnover at the blue line. Kerr plays it off the boards right in front of the Badger bench. It's dumped in, but Jugnauth gloves it down. Jugnauth gives it off to Lucius. The freshman puts on the brakes, throws it all the way to the far corner. The fellow freshman defenseman Jugnauth was there but couldn't get control of the puck, and the Lakers now try to clear the zone. Badgers looking for their eighth win in the season, trying to improve to 8-11 on the year and trying to get for the second straight year to the championship game in the second annual five-serve quick trip holiday faceoff. Good turnover created by Bantle. Bantle has it on his stick again. Gets it back to Lotz with a wrist shot right on and a pad save by Langenegger. It'll go wide of the net. Controlled by Lindmark. Tries to snap a pass through the slot. Had a man back door. That was Dexheimer who was pinching down in deep. And now Ben needs to get back and cover up for the defensive responsibilities here. At the blue line, the Lakers are offside and ahead of the rush. So with 5:13 to go in the third and the Badgers lead 2-0, we'll have a faceoff outside the Wisconsin zone.
It's an amazing to me how Daniel Lotz is just so, it's like unassuming. You don't even know he's out on the ice. And then all of a sudden there's this silent wrist shot or a poke check. It's just, there's no glitz, glamour, or whatever it is. He just does his job.
Nobody's perfect. All players and coaches and broadcasters make mistakes. But boy, more often than not, he makes the right play, the smart play, and even sometimes the effort play if it's just lunging and poking with that long reach of his to get it out of a danger zone.
The cerebral player.
Badgers with it just outside their own blue line, but they turn it over. And that allows Jeffers to play it back into his own zone as the Lakers crank it up down two with 4:45 to go in the third. They bring it in over the line, snap it to the near side, a centering pass and a deflection just goes wide on that. Brett Rollison was cruising down the slot, got a stick on it, but it went wide end. And here's a shot that goes right off the post from the high slot. Badgers reeling a little bit here as the Lakers get a couple of quality chances. The last one by Jack Jeffers, who found iron.
Too much standing and watching.
And Jeffers will backhand it in as the Lakers go for a change and the Badgers collect it. Now 4:15 to go in the third. They're up 2-0. Dexheimer over to Lotz. Lotz will play it ahead. It's tipped in by Erdahl deep. And Lotz and Dexheimer will head off for a change. Get some fresh defensemen out there. Lakers in their own zone. Harrison Roy has to play it deep as the Lakers regroup. Off the boards, they swing it over to Tkachuk, and Tkachuk will bring it out of his own zone. At center ice, short little pass ahead to Tritt as Tritt regathers it off the boards. Tritt trying to centering pass, that's denied. Kuhlemans was right on top of him. It's played back to the point. Tkachuk shot, that's blocked. That stung Erdahl a bit. Erdahl trying to get the feet moving, though, as the Badgers have numbers on a break the other way. Here's Kuhlemans in over the line. He's got Erdahl with him. Kuhlemans around one check. Kuhlemans centering pass, but I don't know how much wheels Erdahl has as he's roughed up with the Badgers score. It's Sting who scores. Erdahl went down, and he's having a conversation with a Laker back behind the play. He was already hurt, and he then got rocked. The good news, the Badgers are up 3 thanks to number 3.
Yes, that's exactly the case. Jack Jeffers, the senior transfer from Alabama Huntsville, he and Erdahl had a few words, but this is why Kuhlemans is that good. I mean, he was on the boards, he was in the middle of the ice, he threaded a pass. Sam Stang, instead of trying to pull it to his forehand, leaves it on his backhand, waits for the goaltender to go down and puts it upstairs. So big time goal with 3:33 left. Look at that. Scored by number 3, 3-0 Wisconsin, 3:33 left in the third period. I'm going to buy a lottery ticket right now.
That's what I was going to say. And for Sam Stang, who hadn't gotten his first goal of the season until last time out of Minnesota, has now scored in two consecutive games. This one appears to be under review right now. I don't know if they're checking on a challenge for an offside call or something else. But Erdahl, as I was kind of focused on him on that rush, because he was stung blocking the shot back in his own zone, in his foot, in his ankle area, whatever. And so he was a little slowed on the rush from his normal self. And then he got a big checker, absorbed one, right in the slot. And that's what brought the conversation after the goal. But the puck found Stang, who found the back of the net. And for the moment, anyway, it's 3-0 Badgers.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure what it would be. I don't think it was offside, at least in my perspective, from our perspective. And we're on the opposite blue line, so I can't honestly, definitively say that it wasn't offside. But or there may have been, what are they saying, goaltender interference? I don't know.
Yeah, watching the first replay they got a chance to see, it was a big hit delivered on Zach Erdahl in the slot, who was minding his own business, hoping for a pass or a rebound or something. Instead, he took a big check from Jared Tkachuk, Well, as they continue to review it, gives us a chance to tell you the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Well, they're now, what we're getting to see here in the building on a replay is, were they looking for offside? Because it wasn't close, at least from what I saw, when Kuhlman's brought it in as he danced around Erdahl. And I don't know if that was, you know, you're Lake Superior State, you're down 2-0. This is a huge moment in the game. You might as well use a challenge.
You got nothing to lose.
Yeah. Referees have taken a look at the replay. They're now giving their decision to the scorer's table, and they have pointed that it is a good goal, and Sam Stang gets credit for it. His second goal of the season and second consecutive game in which the junior from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, has tallied, and the Badgers now lead it 3-0. Tony Granato mentioned to us in the pregame show about how special this event is for these Wisconsin native kids on the roster, getting a chance to play in their home state in a different building, in a building where the Bucks won a world championship. And you know that you get your family and friends here over the holidays that get a chance to see you play in something like this. So a special moment, I'm sure, for Sam Stang. Lakers get it into the offensive zone. Kerr will play it around the boards. Gorniak awaiting its arrival, delivers a check that allows Lindmark to get it out to center ice, but it's backhanded right back into the zone by Jared Westcott. Stop behind the net by Jared Moe. He'll give it off to Kerr, who lifts it high into the air and out to center ice. Badgers content to just clear the zone right now, up 3-0. One last little business that I'm sure they would love to take care of for their netminder, which will go unmentioned until when indeed if it happens. Jack Gorniak racing after it on the forecheck. Pries it loose momentarily, pins it in his skates along the near corner boards. Finally, Lake Superior State emerges with it as Borshev, from behind his own net, below the goal line, snaps a pass out at center ice, onto the tape of Dawson Tritt. Tritt will backhand it in, then head off for a change. It's played right back out to center ice, and Bankston will regroup for the visiting Lakers. He'll take the pass back at center ice, send it cross ice. It goes off the skate of Rollison. Rollison trying to follow up on the forecheck, but Vorlicki is there. Vorlicki can't play the puck far enough away from Rollison, whose centering pass is denied. It's still down low and kept in by Genowine, who plays it back to the point. Around it goes for the Lakers, looking to try to get on the board here, trailing 3-0. They pulled their netminder. Ethan Langenegger has headed over the boards into the open net. It goes as Liam Malmquist fires it from just over the blue line. And for the second straight game, Liam Malmquist has scored. The Badgers have a 4-0 lead, putting what should be the final nail in the coffin here tonight in a victory over the Lake Superior State Lakers in the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff.
Well, with 1:53 left, it was, again, it was a turnover at the blue line. I felt sorry for the Lake State defenseman. He tried to chip it along the boards, but quicker hands and quicker feet, and the next thing you know, it's in the empty net. 4-0 the score with 1:53 left. An empty net goal, as you mentioned, by Liam Malmquist.
The sophomore out of Edina, Minnesota, gets his second of the season and his second in two consecutive games. Staying with it now in the offensive zone. Sends it back to Lotch at the point. Lotch with a shot right on, and the netminder back between the pipes. Ethan Langenegger makes the save, and he'll hang on with 1:39 to go in the third period. And the Badgers look like they're headed to tomorrow night's championship game here at Fiserv Forum against Clarkson.
I was going to mention in the previous shift before the Lake State pulled their goaltender, it was getting pretty chippy out there. Gorniak took a run at a couple people. One guy went after Stang from Lake State. It was getting a little chippy, and they're just like anybody else. They hate to lose.
And easy for us to say up here, but the Badgers need to be mindful. They're already shorthanded in the forward department, especially. They can't afford to lose anybody for tomorrow night's game. Here's Donovan with it for Wisconsin. Plays it ahead to Erdahl. At center ice, he bobbles it momentarily. Hops over the stick of Donovan as the Badgers regroup in their own zone. Lotch to Erdahl. Erdahl will play it cross ice to Dexheimer. Dexheimer at center ice, off the stick of Newton. He jabs at it and gets it deep into the offensive zone. Badgers Mersch on the forecheck, can't get to it in time. Lakers play it out the center ice with just 1 minute remaining in the third period here. Badgers on top, 4-0. Dangling it between his skates is Harrison Roy. Plays it back towards the point as the Lakers keep it in the zone. Around the boards it goes, below the goal line behind the net. Mersch pins his man up against the boards, who flops down to the ice. Or no penalty call was coming, so I'm assuming that was a bit of a flop from Arvid
Henriksen.
That or he has a serious injury. He does appear to be limping, so hopefully hope he's all right as he heads back, though, still out on the ice in the defensive position.
And he's looking for number 25.
Yeah, Malmquist gets it up to center ice. Don't worry, Mersch isn't usually hard to find. He'll be throwing his weight around. Soon enough, you'll hear him coming, that's for sure. Jugnauth stops behind his own net with control of the puck. He'll backhand it towards the blue line. It's gloved down and kept in the zone. But Malmquist able to follow up and poke it out to center. Malmquist with a head of steam plays a cross-ice pass for Donovan. Donovan couldn't control it. Now goes behind the net. Shea looking a centering pass. It hits a skate. Malmquist is there trying to pry it loose. Final seconds tick off the clock here. As the horn sounds, ending a good start to this second annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff for the Badgers. For the second straight year, they're headed back to the championship game thanks to a 4-0 win over Lake Superior State. Certainly, and while not perfect, it was a good effort from the Badgers and more breathing room and a little more comfortable than a year ago against Yale when we had to go to overtime before it was decided.
Yeah, and this is not a great skating hockey team, and the Badgers use that to their advantage. I think it was very much a skilled and fast team against a bigger, slower player position team. You can see a lot of downtrodden faces at Lake State because once the load falls off the wagon and you can't get it to stop, it's a tough situation for them to be in. I don't imagine that there's any quit in any of these guys.
Team shaking hands at center ice below us right now here at the Fiserv Forum as the fans begin to file out. The Badgers win it 4-0. They're headed to the championship game tomorrow night against Clarkson. Lake Superior State will take on UMass in the consolation game tomorrow afternoon. And our post-game show, a victorious one, comes your way next here from Fiserv Forum in downtown Milwaukee. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hurry in to fill up your toolbox and save on Masterforce power tool accessories at Menards. Masterforce has a large selection of high-quality power tool accessories with over 400 in stock. From high-quality accessories like drill bits and hole saws to sandpaper and saw blades, Masterforce has the power, performance, and durability to get the job done right. Right now, save big money on Masterforce power tool accessories at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. Badgers beat Lake Superior State 4-0, and for the second straight year, they're headed back to the championship game in the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Our post-game show will have all the stats and highlights for you, which caught up on the scores from around the college hockey world. We'll have Ian's star of the game. We'll have our energizing performance of the game and talk with Badgers associate head coach Mark Osiki as well. As our post-game show kicks off next here from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectorsCup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
The Spice Girls. Muy caliente.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes. It counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 33 overnight under overcast skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, highs level off around 39. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night, mixed precipitation possible at times, lows dip down to about 26. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post-Game Show.
And it is a victorious post-game show here from Fiserv Forum once again as the Badgers win it by the score of 4-0 over Lake Superior State in the semifinal of the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off to advance to tomorrow night's championship game against Clarkson as the Badgers shoot for back-to-back titles in this event. Time now in our post-game show for our Player of the Game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Ian, who do we have for our Player of the Game this evening?
Player of the Game is going to be number 4, Carson Kuhlemans, in the fact that we were all worried sick that when he left the ice with a minute and 18 seconds left in the second period that he wasn't going to come back, but apparently it was just an equipment issue, so that's not that big of a deal. But the reason I picked him as player of the game is that the Badgers scored 4 goals. He was on the ice for 3 of them.
That's good.
The kick save at the blue line that resulted in the Carson Bantle power play might be the second best play of the game, or the turning point of the game, because scoring on the power play to make it 2-0, all of a sudden that's a really big deal. And as you mentioned, worst lead in hockey. When they made it 3-0, I was breathing better.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. But Corson just manhandled people tonight. His ability offensively is amazing to me. And he really doesn't turn the puck over nearly as much as he did last year. So player of the game or star of the game, whichever you'd like to see, number 4, Carson Kuhlemans, on the ice for all three of the 4. I'm not sure if he was on the ice for the 4th one for the empty net goal or not, but 3 of the 4, he was on the ice, so at least he's going to go away a plus tonight for sure.
So Carson Kuhlemans, our Everlight Solar player of the game. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. As you mentioned, that kick save, that goal had about 3 or 4 great plays on it. The kick save, then the pass he made to Lucius, the pass Lucius made to Caulfield, and then the pass Caulfield made to Bantle on the back door at the far post, who first chance didn't work, but the second one was not to be denied and finished off. So you love those goals where everybody's got something to feel good about basically that was on the ice and involved in that play.
I think the part that impressed me the most is that when the actual setup of the power play broke down, they found ways to get back to it, and then they ended up doing what they do. We come from the left side as a right-hander, making that shot. Bantle is told that once the shot is made, the save is probably going to go to the right side, so try and get to the right side so you're on your forehand, and that's exactly what happened.
Badgers win it by the score of 4-0 over Lake Superior State. Our post-game show will continue, and we'll have our energizing performance of the game. We'll talk with Badgers Associate Head Coach Marco Seeky. Not many scores in the college hockey world, but would you get caught up on those and set the stage for you for tomorrow night's championship game right back here at Five Serve Forum for the second straight year. The Badgers will be playing for some hardware here over the holidays in downtown Milwaukee. Wisconsin wins it 4-0. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Update the lighting in your home and save big right now at Menards. Juno LED wafer downlights are a time-saving solution for new recessed lighting. They're easy to install anywhere without the need for recessed housings. Add bright, energy-efficient indoor or outdoor lighting to your home with Juno LED wafer downlights. Stop in today to save big money on recessed lighting products now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
A happy holiday season evening here at Five Serve Forum, where the Badgers win it by the score of 4-0 over Lake Superior State to advance for the second straight year to the championship game. In this event, they'll take on Clarkson tomorrow night. Time now in our post-game show for our energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Ian, who or what is our energizing performance of the game?
Easy pick for me. The score was 2-0, and the Badgers made a defensive boo-boo, and Lake State had a offensive opportunity, a breakaway, and one of their best players had the breakaway for Lake State, and Jared Moe came up with a screaming save. It was a great save. It just flipped the temperament of the game around. The Badgers had known they'd made a mistake. They got better defensively as the game went on after that play, but I put it all in the credit of Jared Moe as making the energizing play of the game.
Jared Moe with the energizing player of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is about powering beyond for you. Speaking of Moe, he had 24 saves on the evening. Ethan Langenegger, the other end of the ice, the netminder for Lake Superior State, with 30 saves in all on the evening. Looking at these stats, it was nothing after one period of play. And in the second, the Badgers get a couple of goals. Brock Caulfield, his seventh of the season, rings a beautiful shot off a screen out front. He beat the netminder top shelf on the far side. Carson Bantle then made it 2-0 at the 7:02 mark. A power play tally. We've talked about that play a number of times, that Kuhlmans doesn't even get credit on the stat sheet for an assist, but he started that one out with a kick save and then a nice pass to Lucius, who found Caulfield, or D. St. Fall, excuse me, and then D. St. Fall found Bantle on the back door for the goal. In the third period, an even strength tally for Sam Stang, his second of the season and second in two games. Kuhlmans and Erdahl with the assists. Liam Malmquist finds the empty net for his second goal of the year and his second in two straight games. That's the final. Badgers win it 4-0. They improved to 8-11 on the season. Lake Superior State falls to 3-14-2 on the year. Badgers with 34 shots on goal. Lake Superior State with 24. Power plays for the evening. Lake Superior State 0-4. The Badgers power play 1-3, putting 4 shots on net. Penalty minutes, Lake Superior State 3-6, Badgers 4-8. But the Badgers get the 4-0 victory here tonight. Our post-game show will have the calls of the game coming your way next, along with our conversation with Badgers associate head coach